the changing airshow industry as seen through the eyes of a veteran performer. A few minutes with Bud Granley. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. It's airshow season, and one of the names you'll hear over the PA at many airshows in the U.S., especially west of the Mississippi, is Bud Granley. Bud has had a distinguished military and commercial flying career, and now, at age 72, is still one of the most exciting performers to watch. I had the chance to talk to Bud at the Arlington Fly-In about his career and the changes he's seen in the industry. As you said, you've gone from being called boy pilot when you were 20 years old flying fighters in Germany to being remarked upon as being one of the older guys here by the PA announcer. So you know you've reached a point in your career where you're one of the, we'll be polite, journeymen in the business. What have you seen? What are some significant changes you've seen in this industry since the time you started flying?
The airshow industry itself, well, this year it just happens to be growing with attendance up about 13-14%. That's probably because the economy is down and people are staying closer to home. The airshows are much more comfortable, I think, than they used to be. Sand blowing in your face, usually in the little airshows. Because they've been doing it for quite a while, setting up the president's booth and making them good sponsor deals. Same deal, same airplanes. I mean, the same airplanes are flying. I mean, I'm still flying a T-6, and so some things are changing. And how many things, like we got Sukhois now, but I'm not sure where it's going to go, because we had Sukhois a long time ago, or Yaks quite a while ago. So flipping and flopping, and how many times can you watch an airplane flip and flop in different ways? I don't know. Precision flying is a neat deal, and I think maybe getting more interest in airshows. Some people are developing things, I mean, in Robosaurus. And, you know, honestly, I just don't know where it's going to go, because to get people interested in airshows, sometimes you need competition like NASCAR or something, but too much competition in an airshow becomes dangerous because people start doing different things. And I wish I could answer your question about where I think it's going to go. I think we're evolving as an entertainment industry, and I think as we get, and it's very economical to bring a family to an airshow usually, compared to going to a rock concert or something like that, or some a music concert. But if the weather's good, but even some air shows this summer, even with bad weather, like Rhode Island, it went from 50,000 to 70,000 people. So for some reason, people are staying closer to home, and it's becoming recognized. People are getting better at putting them on too, I think, and marketing. So if you can get people to think it's good. Safety is improving quite a bit, I mean, amongst the pilots, and I think it's really important for pilots to be sort of a good control on their peers, and we tend to do that quite a bit. We call it a buddy system. So if somebody's sort of messing up, we try to go out and say, look, did you really mean to do that, and that sort of thing, without putting people in jail. Now, if that doesn't work, then there's always a system of enforcement, because it's the same thing that happens on a highway when people are pulling through lanes and doing things. If we can keep control of ourselves, and it's always an element of controlling an ego on an airshow. So,
you started doing airshows back in 1960 or so. What have you seen in terms of the care that's taken for crowd safety in that period of time?
Oh, I think what used to be, I saw an airshow in Wiesbaden one time, in Germany. My God, the jets from every country. If Denmark flew low, then Italy flew lower over the crowd and that sort of thing. And we're ahead of Europe, I think, quite a ways here with enforcement and the rules for how close you can come. And now sometimes you come inside those rules, but those are safety rules, and that's why there's a buffer. So there's a 500-foot buffer, and usually this is a very difficult airport to do it at, because you've got exactly 500 feet from both sides. So I mean, this is a tough airport. What's happening is there's much more education for the pilots, much more cognizance of we can't just go out and do things that are stupid. People are watching, and we're watching ourselves. So I think we're becoming a much more responsible industry. Last year there were no airshow fatalities amongst pilots at an airshow. This year there are no airshow fatalities at an airshow so far. Some people have been practicing for some reason. We've lost a few people in practice. But I think we're becoming responsible because our peer pressure support system is we're not letting people get away with being stupid, and you don't have a right to go out and kill yourself, where people used to actually say that. But it's bad for business, and so we don't want people to do that because it's bad for business. Although it might get people in the door a little bit, but it's very bad for sponsorship. The sponsors don't want people doing that sort of thing. So I think as an industry, we're becoming much more responsible. ICAST is a great organization. The safety committee, and somebody does something, we hear about it. There's a report system. So we're kind of naggers, and we really do get after people, and are self-confessors, too, when things go wrong.
When we return with Bud Granley, what will we fly at air shows when all the heritage piston hardware is gone? I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking with Bud Granley about the future of air shows.
Do you see anything in new technology that you think will be exciting to fly in an air show kind of environment? I mean, you're flying, a lot of what we see at air shows is antique hardware. And it's great, it makes smoke and it makes noise, and it's big and flashy. All the new stuff seems to be quiet, slippery, less conspicuous, and maybe that's a reflection on how people view airports in their neighborhoods nowadays. But is there anything out there you see coming that you think will make exciting airshow hardware in the future?
I wish I knew that answer, but this is the 100th anniversary in Canada. 1909 was the first flight in Canada. And what they're doing is they're using, I actually painted my T-6 after a Canadian F-86 team called the Golden Hawks. And this year they've restored a Sabre, and it's going across country, and it's in that color. And it's going to be one of the biggest draws at the different air shows. For marketing. So they're using a 1947 airplane this year to be the big draw. So I don't know. You're going to get an X-47, an unmanned airplane, maybe come to an air show. Some people come and watch it, but you can only watch it once. I don't know what's going to happen. I think old-time flying is here, and I think watching people like Kent Peach doing the flying farmer stuff, that'll never go away. I think somebody did today a glider routine, and I don't think it'll ever go away, so I don't, maybe the whole thing will go away sometime, but I don't see what you can do that's going to change it. I mean, you can only do so much of the MiG-21 on an air show, so you're pretty much stuck with it. And people are building new airplanes, so faster and snappier monoplanes, but really it's the same thing with the different technology. I think we're stuck with what we have.
Well, I guess that the logical question to follow then is, what happens when this stuff gets to the point where you just can't maintain it anymore?
Well, see, and that's a problem, because the warbirds, after the U.S. Air Force teams and Canadian teams and organized teams, warbirds, which just went by, the Mustang C model just went by, and Corsair goes by, it's the number one draw. And those guys aren't going to keep flying. So I think, in a sense, we're in the good times now, because 10, 15 years ago, wasn't unusual to go to an air show, say Madera, California, and have 25 Mustangs. And that was not just a big organized deal. That was just because it was there. This year, last year, there was a big Mustang deal, but that took a lot of organization and a lot of things going on. The Warbirds, I think we've had the best of the good times there. And now everybody used to come for free. Now it costs a lot of money to get those people. So, yeah, it's putting on an air show is going to become... It'll take much more for sponsorship and much more responsibility on the organization side to get it prepaid for, because it's a good way to go broke if it's not prepaid.
Well, Bud, we want to thank you and your son for bringing this old hardware to make good times for us.
Oh, thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate being here. And we wouldn't do it if we don't get comments from people that say, if we can't make people happy, we're not happy, honestly. We really enjoy it.
Watch for Bud Granley and his son, former Canadian snowbird team member Ross Granley, at an air show near you this summer. And watch for video of their performance together at Arlington in an upcoming feature on Aero TV. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.